Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something. Tonight I want to present to you none other than my baby, my daughter, Tasha!
Can we teach you a little trick? Come on, make some noise in here. Come on. Thank you.
Rise, shine, give God the glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. This is our Friday morning bread from heaven. John 6:51, verse 51, starting the 50th verse, says that this is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. And then the 51st verse, it says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also, which I will give for the life of the world, is my flesh. They question, who is the I am, the living bread? And the response is Jesus. Jesus is the living bread that came down from heaven, that we might have, John 3:16, life more abundantly. Scripture lets us know that in the 52nd verse that the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Well, John 1:29 says, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. John 3:14 says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. John 3:36 says, and whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. John 5:24, verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over the death of life. John 6:35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. In John 6:41, after this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came from heaven. Again, John 6:47 says, very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. John 6:48, I am the bread of life. My beloved, who do you say the I am is? Because if you believe that Jesus have died and rose again, today you have eternal life. So rise, shine, give God the glory.
Tonight I want to present to you none other than my baby, my daughter, Tasha! Come on, make some noise in here. Come on. Mm-hmm.
kingdom of God rise, for it is finished. We celebrate Good Friday because of him, the bread of heaven. So sit back and enjoy music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. there are many things that are being many young as well as old people from pursuing purpose and destiny. And God has given us the power and authority to rise up and make a difference, make a change. This Friday is a gathering of people from all walks of life to come together, to break bread, to fellowship in the spiritual and in the natural, to encourage one another to grow in grace. Together, we should have an attitude of gratitude as we come together and as we wake up each morning, because we have made another stride in life, another 9 to 5 each week is an accomplishment. Bills are getting paid, food on the table, and a roof over our head. You and I ought to thank God that it is Friday. And be grateful. Addiction, and you have taken your focus and you need a healing for your soul. Well, let
This day be the day that you fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It was God's grace and his mercy that kept us. And today on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Praise. praise and pray. Thy will be done. Because this is finished.
It's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here
Reverend Linda Thompson
here at Valley
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for her serve in the Harrisburg and global areas celebrating
record.
We're Black History Month.
Have the equipment
that
here
salute.
To record the worship. I believe
Reverend
going to be a very
Linda
special
Thompson
experience. Do anybody believe that tonight?
Former mayor, first lady, first African American
moving
woman
of Holy Spirit even in this place.
Harrisburg.
Our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going
to
move into the inner court. And
we're
then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is, we want to enter into that private place, the holy.
Serving
that's
as a leader.
We're here tonight. That's where, the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.